Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives. Welcome back to Empire Building. You have Seychelle here, and I'm with my amazing co-hosts, Tiffany and Sarah. Welcome back to part two of our money.
And happy new week.
Happy new week.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. I'm just ready for like cold temperatures. I know in Texas it's going to be like December, but I'm just really channeling cold temperatures right now in my head.
It is like prime weekend for our household this weekend because the first Commanders game is Sunday. I know we're recording this when you're listening to it. We'll be right into the NFL season. But so sad that the Cowboys lost yesterday, Seychelle. I do apologize about that.
It's a very hard Dallas season right now. We have lost a key Mavs and a key Cowboys player to some questionable business choices, in my opinion. But that is
I'm sorry, but not sorry. But Sunday is supposed to be fall weather and football on the TV. So I'm like so excited.
I'm so jealous.
I know.
Ah,
I know.
So ready.
It's here.
Okay. So I have one football thing, sports ball thing I can say in this conversation. Did y'all hear that the NFL got rid of their chains?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be done by a robot now. The chain team is no longer a part of the NFL games.
Okay, well, that's an example of getting like replaced by technology right there.
I know.
I'm sad for them.
But I just thought that was interesting. Wow. And I actually have something to add to an NFL conversation. I feel so great.
Good job.
We're not going to be shouting like, move those chains instead of to be like, move the robot.
I don't even think you're going to say that. And scan that. Ball. I don't know what you're going to say.
Is it going to be now like someone is like, it's like fake chains, like fake news. It's going to be like, oh no, it's lying to you. Someone hacked the chain system. And
oh yeah, that's going to be new.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Just so y'all can watch, the chains will be on the sideline just in case the robot goes down for this next season, but they are not going to be out on the sideline. They're just going to be like, if they need to be called in.
Okay, so the chain gang is actually getting a really good gig right now because they don't even have to work and they're going to get paid to show up.
For sure.
Later, it's no job security, but this year.
This one good year.
This is a
one
good
last
year.
Good year.
Yeah.
So maybe for the last time ever, we're going to use Move Those Chains on the Empire Building podcast because today we're going to help you move the chains on your wealth building.
Ooh, yeah, we are.
Ooh, snap. That was really smooth, Sarah.
Yes, we are.
Well, I'm so excited because last week your homework was to do what? What was your homework?
30 minutes.
30
on
minutes.
On the calendar.
30 minutes on the calendar to have set aside to save, make, or grow money. And we promised that we would give you some really amazing, implementable, tactical things that you can put into place in your business immediately and into your personal life immediately to grow that. So because we always follow through on what we promise we're going to do, today, we have 20 plus things for you to go and do with that 30 minutes so that you're already off to a head start. So we're going to dive in and jump in with these. And if you put these into place, we want to hear how it goes because we love hearing your success stories. Or if you like get in there and you're like, oh no, I need help, shoot us a message. So we always love hearing from you and how your money and wealth building journey is going. So without further ado, we are going to jump in today and give you 20 plus things in 30 minutes or less to make, save, or grow money.
Love it. Okay, number one is you go through your detailed spending list and you play red light, green light. This is something we recommend you do at least once a quarter where you're printing off your bank statement, your credit card statement, and you're literally going through exactly what you're spending money on and saying, do I really need to do that? Is that the wise decision? And every quarter, you're going to find money. And you can do one statement in 30 minutes and you knock it out. You get a highlighter, you highlight the things, and then you take action. So that's number one.
The second one is going to be the like part B to that, which is you're going to go in and log into your accounts And you are going to track weekly or monthly, whichever you choose to do, your net worth. It's going to be your assets and also your debt. And you're going to put it into a tracker, whether it is a spreadsheet or a system that Tiffany will give you in a minute. You're going to put it in and track it so you know where your wealth is or your debt is so that you can make strategic decisions to move that forward.
Okay, great. Number three, you're going to use a system to help you know where your money's going so that you can make good choices. When I started budgeting, I kept every credit card receipt, and I would every week sit down and go through them all and put them into their categories and all of that stuff. You don't have to do that anymore. That was ridiculous. And you don't have to anymore. And so there are a couple like Rocket Money, Monarch. They will pull from all of your different accounts and help you figure out where is your money going, and specifically around subscriptions. Let me just highlight that as an opportunity to stop spending money where you don't even know you're spending money. We found we were doing this for our business. We do this for a personal too, but we found a LinkedIn charge that was charging us $40 a month that we had no idea what it was. We got in there and realized some old employee, I think who has been gone for 3 years, had started this subscription and we had to get it stopped. So I know that I bought a Bird Buddy lately and they like sign you up for a account and like, I don't want said account. And so you've got to cancel that subscription. And so use your technology to help you find those subscriptions that you can cancel.
I have an embarrassing admission. We have somehow on the P&L has kept showing up a HostGator account, which is like one of those web hosting businesses circa like 2005. Like, y'all, this is forever ago. And I saw it and thought, oh, well, it just must be important. And our bookkeeper saw it and thought, oh, it must be important. And one day, like 6 months ago, I was like, do you even know what this goes to? And she's like, no. And I was like, I don't either. Okay, $20 a month. Since 2007, this has been being charged. So this is part of your 30-minute homework, right? It took me 6 30-minute sessions to figure out where this account was, how to get into it, what email address is associated with it, because the email address is long gone. Then, of course, do they answer you? No, because they've been making $20 for you. We're probably funding the only employee they still have in this company. Like, oh my gosh, y'all. Just do the math. Like $20 times, what is that, 18 years, 19 years, 18 years, like a month. I'm going to do the math in a second. I'll report back what we've spent on this. But it's like, there are things, I guarantee you, there are things, if you're not looking at it, that are in there that at least now we've stopped the bleed. But it took me a couple 30-minute sessions to get it. And I would have just given up. But then it became about the principal. And then that's where it really got me.
When you had that time on your calendar.
I had it on my calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
$4,800. I just did the math. $4,800. That's like a vacation. I spent a vacation on stupid HostGator. That's so embarrassing. So don't do that. Don't be like Seychelles and spend $4,800 over the last 18 years of a vacation.
Okay, number four is your banker this morning did not wake up thinking about you. I hate to tell you this.
Come on. He thinks about me every morning.
No, he did not. He does not wake up, or she wake up thinking, I cannot wait to maximize these bank accounts, okay?
Dang it.
You have to ask them to do it. And so number four, and this is like, you could do this in literally under a minute, okay? Send an email to your banker saying, please maximize my bank accounts, set up a sweep account, look at high yield savings. Like, what are other things that you can be doing to make sure that your money is growing, and make him or her think about you? Okay. By asking the question. So send an email, say, I need to be wiser about this money sitting in the account. What can I do?
So we talked last time about like, there are no dumb questions. There are some people listening right now that are like, I'm sorry, what is a sweep account? What is a high yield account? What is a money market account? Can you explain what some of those are, if any of you are listening and may not know, just so that way, if your banker's like, what are you talking about? You can like educate them on that.
So what I used to do is money would come into our businesses and or personal, and it would sit there. And it was like a security blanket for me, I think. Like, I just like had all this money like sitting, and I thought it was like something really good. Okay. And I realized it's not good, because that money, when you look at inflation, the rate of inflation, you actually are losing money by it sitting. And so a sweep account is you're going to keep this much in your bank account, and then anything above that gets swept out into maybe a high-yield savings account, which is a savings account where you're getting a higher interest rate, okay? And so there are options versus it just sitting in a checking account or even a business checking account, is that you move it into a, automatically it moves into another account that you can get a higher level of interest.
And like Sarah was the amazing founding treasurer for Her Best Life and did so many things for us to set us up for success. And one of the things she did was work with our executive director to put this in place. And it helped our organization make, I think it was like an extra $15,000 a year just by putting the sweep in that was just sitting there. We were just leaving $15,000 on the table, and her brilliant brain thought to ask the question for the banker, and the banker said, oh, there's this. And we said, oh, that sounds great. And voila. Two more vacations for you right there. I mean, we're just going to be funding all of your vacay and investment fund from today. So I thought it was brilliant and it's great. So if you haven't done that, go, like, do not pass go. Go ask right now.
What's great is this is a podcast. You can pause it and go do that right now.
Yeah.
And then come back and listen to the rest of this.
But come back. Okay. Because we have, what, 15 plus more to go.
Yeah. That's just number four, y'all.
Do it right now. It's just a quick email.
It is. It's such a quick email, and it's what they do all day. That's their job. We just don't think to ask them sometimes how to do their job the best. And on that note, another one that's really amazing is shopping your insurance every year. Did you know, like, we have an insurance partnership with our real estate team, and do you know that 93% of people renew their insurance every year without shopping rates? Because it automatically renews with your mortgage.
Yeah, it's the same as Netflix.
It's the same. It's the same. It just keeps going. And rates go up every year, and it's, they try to keep it low enough that you just don't shop. So you don't get like a cookie or reduced rates by being with most companies for multiple years. In fact, they actually price in hikes thinking that you're going to leave. So you don't get extra points, like, you know, there's not like a frequent flyer for Safeco. Like, you don't get that. It's not the same. And we all are kind of programmed to be like, but I've been with Allstate for 25 years. You don't get a cookie. It doesn't matter. They don't care. So if you shop it, it actually will lower your rates. You can get better deductibles. You can get a higher coverage. So make sure you're asking. You want to do it 30 to 60 days out before your renewal time to make sure you give your broker enough time to shop. But I would shop for property insurance. I would shop for auto, especially if you have kids that are driving age or about to roll off your insurance. Make sure that you are shopping that, because you can also, once kids hit 18, they may still be on your insurance, but did you know they can get a separate policy for like $120 and it saves you like $600 a month because they have their own policy, but you can still pay the deductible for it. And, you know, like, if you wanted to do that. So just saying, there's all sorts of creative ways in which you can maximize your insurance. And then Diane Griffin, one of our, you know, Her Best Life co-founders, who's awesome, she mentioned too, she was like, you know, my kids are at a different stage. I had a really high life insurance when my kids were young because if something happened to me, we needed to fund like their life. But now my kids are grown and they're their own human and they're funding their own lives. But my insurance, my life insurance is still the same. Like, maybe I don't need to pay all those high premiums for some of that, and I could put it towards other things. So just ask yourself the question of, like, once a year, is my insurance aligned with what I want it to be, and could I do it different?
All right. That's number five. Number six. This is a fun one because it literally feels like free money. It's no pain. It's no nothing. Every state in the United States has a comptroller who, like, keeps up with all of the money in the state. And there is something called unclaimed money that, you know, when you've done a security deposit that didn't get back to you or whatever, it gets like sent over to the state. If they can't find you, if you change your address and you don't respond or you don't cash it or like whatever that is, I'm not exactly sure all the ways it goes into there.
No, for sure. That's a lot of it. Like, think about too, like, you know, put an electric deposit down. I mean, we've had it before where like there was a safety deposit box and then the bank moved and then our family forgot about it. Like, there's all lots of different ways in which your credit card gets closed out, but then they don't get the check to you because you moved addresses and they can't find you. All that kind of stuff.
All that goes into this. And no one is going to track you down. You have to go to the comptroller, same as your banker, and be like, do you have my money, ma'am? And so if you're like, I have no idea what this is, Google unclaimed money and your state. And it, the first thing in Google probably will be a state website that you can put your name in. and it will tell you if you have any unclaimed money.
Yeah, I was today's year old.
Today's year old.
When I learned about unclaimed money with this, and I'm in my head, I have a lot of this.
I'm like, I cannot wait to see. I bet, especially with your businesses.
I'm like, I bet I have a lot of unclaimed money.
I bet you do.
So I'm super excited to do this exercise for Virginia.
The first time I did it, I had $1,200. Like, I mean, for real, y'all, it was a lot. I was like, what?
It's free money. It's yours, actually. Actually, you've given it to the state to shepherd, which they've not done well. But today, it's going to feel like free money for you.
And they're making interest on your money right now, and you don't even know it. And so go to the Google and
go get your money.
Your state's unclaimed money. Yeah, go get your money. Okay, number seven is renegotiate leases and or mortgages in terms of refinancing. I was thinking about this one recently because I got a text from my mom saying, transfer $8,000+ from our account into your personal account. And so we have a joint account because we own some real estate together. And she really led the way of making sure that all of our properties were refinanced when rates were low. And I think about what wisdom she had and what a gift that was, because that's what that money came from. It was like a certain amount of months of, and we would not have had that positive cash flow if it weren't for the refinances. So like renegotiate leases. If things change in your industry, if things change in your business, talk to your landlord about it and say, okay, can we work something out here? And you know, maybe pricing has gone down and you can jump on it. Like just because you're locked in doesn't mean you can't ask the question of, can it change? And you will be shocked at how many yeses you get by asking. And so renegotiate, refinance, look at your rates, and make sure that you have the best option possible out there to make money.
I love that. One, along the lines of making money, your next one is ask your bank if you can get a line of credit. And this could be for your business or this could be for your personal to use, where then if you need to go buy an investment property or you need to go do something for your business to grow it, you're not having to take out high credit card debt for it, you can utilize your line of credit. There's two different ways that we've utilized it. So I'm not going to speak to like the 40 different ways I'm sure you could do it. But the two different ways we have is we have a line of credit for our business that has a set interest rate on it. We keep that money invested. It's like our rainy day, like our second or third tier, like rainy day fund. But we have it invested in the stock market. So it's making money while we're paying down the principal balance of it. And it's become our like invest in growing the business and then we put that money back in. Or it's become our like third tier rainy day fund where it's like, oh shoot, the market has drastically shifted. And, you know, we've all been there where you're like burning through money, trying to pivot your business to make sure that you're going to stay profitable or stay afloat. That can kind of serve as that like reverse, you know, like kind of like second tier backup for you. So you sleep at night. The other way we've used it, which is really cool, is if you get to a point you have a lot of assets with a bank. For example, we're with JP Morgan. You have a lot of assets with a bank. If you have a bunch of investments with them, they will allow you to have a line of credit that is securitized against the money that you have in the bank. It's usually around 50% of whatever you have invested in with that bank. They'll give you up to 50% line of credit that you could use to go buy a flip property or to go do an investment. I would say just like don't overextend that versus what you can afford. Like don't go, I don't know, I'm risk averse when it comes to that because I never want someone to go into like bankruptcy or debt. But you could go leverage that. And then if you're going to go buy a flip, you're not having to use hard money. It's usually at a lower interest rate. They don't charge you points. And so you can go then make quicker, faster strategic investments and pay it back quicker without as much interest being paid. And usually it's like basically whatever the prime rate is plus 1 or 2% is usually what that is if you've got a chunk with your bank. So that's just an option too, which is nice to know.
Yeah, taking money at a lower interest rate and making it grow somewhere else is what that is, which also leads to number nine, which is using a whole life insurance policy for financing investments. So George and I have both done this. When we first sat down with our financial advisor, he said, based on our age, this is a really good option, is that you get a whole life insurance policy and that life insurance policy has value to it. And so it's sort of like a line of credit on a house, right? Like the house is worth more than what you owe on it. And so you pull out a home equity line. Okay. The cool thing that makes this even more special is your whole life insurance policy is being invested to grow. At the same time, you can pull money out of it to then invest. So it's like double investing, basically, with the same money. And so highly recommend this be something you talk to your financial advisor about in terms of it, if it's a good option for you. Age matters and certain things matter whether or not it works. And so set up a time with your financial advisor to talk about maybe this is being a good option. It has really helped us in terms of making investments. We pull from there and then make investments while it's still continuing to grow.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
Awesome. Okay, number 10, talk to your CPA more than once a year. Like, taxes are a big expense and line item for business owners. And so if you are only talking to your accountant when you're sending receipts in or a spreadsheet in once a year, you are missing the opportunity to be strategic in tax planning, which allows you to do different things with your money. An example for us is our CPA is also like in a wealth management organization, which I'll just go ahead and say that's number 11 too. Like,
yeah.
Talk to a wealth management team, hire a banking team, make sure everybody knows what's going on and everybody is not working in silos. So I'm doing 10 and 11 at the same time. But so he's in wealth management. And so he knows our strategy. He understands the way that we work. And then what he said was Tennessee had, I don't know, some weather thing happen. And it was like, on April 13th, I think it was like crazy right before the tax deadline. And all Tennessee residents didn't have to file until November. Didn't have to pay, didn't have to, like nothing. And so he called us and he was like, whoa, have you already paid your taxes? No. Okay, good. Don't. Because now we get to keep our tax money and invest it for the next 9 months and we get to make the money on it without a penalty. But again, if our CPA wasn't in the know with what we wanted, he would never have called us and we would have paid our taxes on April 15th. And so, like, have a relationship with your CPA. Pay your legal taxes, but make sure you're not paying more than your legal taxes and that you're following those rules to a T.
And I think, too, to add to that, that's so good, Tiffany, and to add to that, like, you have to take the time, obviously, and you want to make sure your CPA does do tax planning, because I have found that there's actually differences between some are just like, I'm going to file your taxes, and tax planning is a whole nother world. And so when you are building that wealth management team, look for a CPA that actually does tax planning like Tiffany described.
I love that.
If they're not, then you've got the wrong one.
I mean, that right there is like, mark that and put that in your notes for when you talk and interview your CPAs. I think the other thing, too, is to ask your wealth managers, like, what other clients they're working with and what their investment strategies are, and making sure that they know what your risk tolerance is and, like, what you want and what your goals are, so that that way they're, and, like, taking notes and putting it in the system. Like, so anytime we call into our wealth team, they know what our goals are. They know, like, what our style is, so that one of their team members is not going to give us advice that's contrary to what we're trying to accomplish. So, yeah, that's great. Great, great. The next one, Sarah taught me this recently. We just put this into place.
Hold on, I'm going to say it.
Good, this is you. I know, I was like, you taught me this. Do it.
All right, it's our monthly finance joke. Did you know you can get STD insurance?
No, I didn't. And the first time you said it, I had to ask you, remember there are no dumb questions? I was like, can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, okay. Like, are you worried about getting STDs?
No, I was like, I got okay. Questions.
So, okay, STD insurance is actually short-term disability insurance, and it's
so
hilarious
because it
goes on your P&L. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you want an STD. You want this STD.
You want this STD.
You want this STD. Yeah, this is an STD you want. Okay, it's short-term disability. And we learned about this with having babies. So our team has had probably the most babies of any real estate team in America, and we wanted to provide maternity leave. And it's hard when you're a family-owned small business to, you've got to pay someone else to do the job because the job is important, and you want to continue to pay the person that's taking time off. We want them to have time with their family, with their baby during this special time. And it's hard financially to pull that trigger. And we found out that short-term disability insurance covers 6 weeks of a portion of their salary for those 6 weeks. And so you can get STD insurance, short-term disability for your team members, and it really helps them. And it helps the business because it is less expensive to do it that way.
That is freaking awesome. I love that. And also don't forget to put key man insurance in place for your like really, really, really key players as well, just in case something were to happen to them. I love that. Yeah, you turned us on to the STDs, and I was very appreciative of that. So thank you. The next one is super simple. This is one you can take and just like put in your business immediately, put it on your browser. It is a online shopping saving tool. There's a couple of them out there. One of them is called Honey, and it's a Chrome browser like add-on that you can put on. There's also an app, I think, for your phone. That will alert you if you're paying the best price for something or if there's discounts available. There's another one called Rakuten that I pronounced improperly for like, I don't know, 6 years, but it's Rakuten, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. And it's another one as well that you can go, you download a browser and it will crawl the internet to see if there's better prices or discounts. And sometimes these retailers will pay these companies. They'll say, hey, if you... you know, someone is using your little plugin, we'll give you Honey or Rakuten, you know, 5% or 10% off of any purchase made as a rebate. And what these companies will do is they'll turn around and give you a percentage of what they're making back to you. And it can just deposit right in your bank account. Also, your credit card companies can also have sorts of discounts and stacking points and all sorts of things, too. So like Citibank now with one of our cards, and I think Capital One does this, too, where they'll have certain retailers that will give you a certain percentage back if you go and just make sure you click the button in your credit card website each month. And so Citibank has it now where it's like, I think right now this month, it's like Amazon, you get 3% back of what you spent on Amazon. Or you get 5% back on gas this month or at certain gas stations. So they have different specials they're doing. You just have to take the extra 2 minutes to click on those buttons that you think you're going to go use those retailers, and it will save you money. Just super easy.
Speaking of saving money, how many of us, the next one, have signed up for trial accounts and then they just continue and continue? So the next thing is when you do sign up for trial accounts, always put the end date on your calendar to evaluate and cancel. They're banking on you not doing that. And so this is where my DIS profile, I'm a DIS, and my I have a high D's, fear of being taken advantage of. And these trials, they take advantage of you. Okay, so channel all your fear of being taken advantage of and get that on your calendar to where you're not gonna give in to this trial technique. But maybe you like it and you wanna keep it.
Yeah, but then you get to make the choice.
Yeah.
You may get to make the choice versus it being just an auto start paying for it. So put it on your calendar.
Love it. Okay, six more to go. 15. So much good stuff, and we're only on number 15. Okay, check subscription accounts to see how many allow you to have multiple users. Like, you know, Amazon just shut this down. But Amazon used to allow multiple addresses to use the same Prime account. Literally this week, it stopped. But there's others that are fine with it. You know, Netflix maybe. And so like get a buddy. Say, Shell, you want to share a Netflix account with me and we can pay less money?
I bet we have some interesting like tastes that would go back and forth too.
It's also relational because then you get to see the weird stuff your friends are watching and ask questions about it. But there are many subscription services that allow multiple users. And so you can pool together a few people in your family or, you know, whatever that your grown children, your grown parents and pool those together so that everybody's not having to pay for it separately.
I love that.
And if they allow it, that's approved. So it's not stealing.
No.
Okay. So look for what the rules are and do it.
Yeah. Go ask AI what subscriptions allow you to do that. I bet you'll get a whole list of businesses that allow you to do that.
All right. Speaking of asking, the number 16 is ask to raise your credit limit on your credit cards. And this helps also your credit rate score.
Yes.
Score improve, which then impacts your interest rate. If you are taking on debt, right, your credit score impacts that. So ask your credit cards to increase the limit. And they typically only evaluate the limit when you get the card. And so your life changes and things change. And so ask for it to be increased and use it to get points and all the things.
I love that. Number 17 with that is also, this is a pay it forward to the wealth of your kids. Oftentimes, there are credit cards that will allow you to put minors or young adults on your credit card as authorized users. If you have a lot of credit card debt, don't do this. But if you pay your credit cards off every month and you are have a habit of that, this allows you to build credit for your children, too, long before they're at the age that they even need it. And so, like, I know when I was a kid, my parents put me on the Amex when I was, like, 15 or 16. Because I was doing stuff for them for business. So by the time I graduated college, I had like 7 or 8 years of credit already in my name because they had put me on that. So it's a huge gift you can give to your kids of a great credit score coming out of school or into adulthood. Just make sure you're aware of what your habits are before you do that. Because if for some reason you were to then have a lot of debt, that also impacts your kids. So make sure you just know what your habits are before you do that. But if you're paying it off every month, it could be a great opportunity for them too.
Okay. Number 18. Consider buying used. This doesn't mean you have to buy poor quality things. You know, Poshmark, you've got eBay. And my kids laugh all the time on our route home from church when we're in New York City that we walk. It's right by a thrift store. And I'm like, we're going in every Sunday to see if they have shoes your size because you're moving through these shoes so fast. I'm not paying $150 for shoes. I will pay $35 to Unique Boutique. And we have done that because you know, you got to spend some time at it. But on a walk home, you just pop in any shoes that fit these children and then pop out. So big fan of that.
I have a pro tip for you. Any of the thrift stores that are near colleges are really good too. Like we have Southern Methodist University. You cannot imagine the amount of athleisure wear and bougie shoes and cute stuff these SMU kids are rolling through that is one season for them, but like amazing stuff for me. So great. So Quinn has great taste. So I'm like, that's great. Let's go shop at Uptown Cheapskate right next to SMU. So if you have a good college, check that out too.
And another way that I've seen this work, or I like buying used books, used can save you a ton of money. If you buy outside of Amazon, if you don't need the book tomorrow, Abe Books is one of them. And I got a book that I had wanted to be reading. And I'd even forgotten. It takes a little while. You know, it's like a week or two to get to you. And you're like, why? I don't remember buying this. But I opened it and it had all these worksheets from a class that the person who read the book had gone to. And so I texted it to my friends and I was like, all you fools who are buying new books, I got a whole class of worksheets as well as a book for less money. So another advantage.
And that class is going to be at our Empire Circle next retreat.
Yeah, exactly. That is totally fair. Something that I think most of us do, which is really neat, is number 19, which is when a bill comes in, schedule 1, 2, 3 times a month that you log in and pay all your bills at once instead of paying it every single time you get it. This is a time saver, but it also allows your money to sit in the bank account. If you're doing sweep or other things, it allows you to time it out and be mindful with your budgeting. So we batch pay bills. So twice a month I log in and we pay, you know, there's half the time I'm paying, you know, AT&T and whatever else, and then the other half I'm paying all of our mortgages. But it allows you to money plan better. Also allows you to know what your expenses are going out the door because it's not one at a time. It's in batches, so you can see the totals and if it's unusual for that month. And it saves you time because, you know, who's got time to want to go pay bills all the time? No one. No one wants to do that. You want to go do something fun. So that'll save you time and money.
Love it. Okay, number 20. Ask people that you pay regularly or buy a lot of things from for a bulk discount. Or if you are sending clients to somebody, ask for a referral fee or something like that. Think about your own business. Most of our listeners are business owners. If you had someone who was consistently paying you money or providing customers for you, would you give them a thank you financially to keep them coming to you? Yes, happily. Would you say, no, you're the worst person in the world? This is what keeps us from asking for it, is you think that the other person's going to be mad, but put yourself in their shoes. Like, I would be happy to pay somebody something or give them a discount on my services if they send me multiple people over a year. So ask for a bulk discount for things that you buy a lot of, or referral if you are in business, in a joint business, not joint where you own it, but like a ancillary business where you're sending another business a lot of business.
All right, 21, last but definitely not least, and we can add to this as well, but this is a big one because this had a really big impact on my life. Because when George and I got married almost 17 years ago, he not only got a hot blonde wife, he got a hot blonde wife with a lot of debt.
Worth every penny, worth every penny.
Yeah, he got such a gift when he married me. No, he had zero debt. I had debt. And when we started getting serious about our net worth and realizing that our debt is really hurting us, my mom said, are you getting any like offers in the mail for 0% interest? And I had been getting them, but I just threw them away. I didn't really pay attention. And she said, you need to take your debt, because one of the cards was like 27% interest. It was crazy. Like, I didn't even know. If it weren't for my circle, I would not have even known that that was the interest rate I was paying. We signed up for these 0% interest cards. And it was like 12 months or 18 months, 0% interest. And then we did the math. Okay, we have $15,000 worth of debt. We have 18 months. It's $800 a month in those 18 months to pay off. So every single month, we treated it like a mortgage. Like, we paid the $800 every single month. And then when it was the interest rate went up, there was no money that we owed. And then so it helped us actually get out of debt. If it weren't for this, I don't know what would have happened. Like, it really helped us. And so combine your credit card debt, put it on 0%, do the math of how long it will take to pay it off with the 0% interest, and you'll end up paying zero interest. And it's a faster way to get out of debt.
Even if you can't get 0%, know your interest rates, because there are debt consolidators that you may go down to 15%, which still may feel crazy, but it's better than 27.
Yes.
That's a 10% savings. Like, if you had $8,000 of debt and you could save $800 on it, I mean, that's huge. That gets you there 1 month faster. You know, it adds up. So that's great. I love that. Well, we hope that this has helped you make, save, and build your wealth. And most importantly, if this has helped you, please help us help someone else and share it with a friend. Go leave us a 5-star rating review. And if this is working for you, if you do something really cool that you weren't doing before, we want to hear about it. We want to know about it. So please come tag us on social or send us a message, because we would love to hear about it too. And we hope that this is a great episode for you on tactically building your wealth. Go out there and build that big business, and more importantly, that even bigger life. Bye, guys.
Have a great week.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.